Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mighty and moving as we seek Him and we search Him out. He's mightily moving on our behalf. Whenever you're in faith, your faith must stay on. Faith is always now. You're always in a current state of faith. Faith is a verb. Faith is something. Faith is how we access the kingdom of God. The just shall live by his faith. Faith means you believe God before you see. It's a definer. You're taking God at his word, not Satan at his word. Faith don't take Satan at his word. Faith takes God at his word only. Faith don't consider the things of old. Faith don't consider doubt. Faith don't consider unbelief. Those are things of the world system. Has nothing to do with the kingdom of God. Doubt comes from the evil one. It's a lying alternative. God is for you, not against you. So if you believe God's word and you take him at his word, that's why you're righteous. When it comes to salvation, you took God at his word. You believed on Jesus Christ. You believe his blood washed away your sins. And you were made whole. You were made alive. Now, the reason I just said you're made whole is because you receive, your heart is brand new from the time you are, from the time you believe. Now, let's say a person that has amputated limbs, one of his legs is cut off. In order for him to be whole again, he'd have to have a living leg reattached to his body. Now let's say he lived all of his life without that leg, but he's still made whole, because when he dies, even though he never has a leg in this life, when he dies, and though his body deteriorates, his body's going to be made brand new, just like his heart, just like his spirit. And he can renew his mind with the word of God. Now, the dead in Christ will rise first. So everybody who had amputated limbs, missing eyes, missing ears, anything missing, even if they were dismembered, their body will be made whole again. And we'll see Jesus as he is in that glorified body. It'll be a glorified body, and it'll be whole. There'll be nothing missing. And people who never saw before, that they were born blind, they will have living eyes. They will have eyes that they can see. Ears. Everybody will be made whole again. And they will be, people will be like they were in their prime. They'll look beautiful again. Not aging. They'll be made whole. And then we'll see Jesus as he is, and our minds will be totally renewed. We'll be as he is, because we'll see him as he is, according to 1 John 2. Now, so when you get saved, a process is started. Now, if you have a missing limb or anything wrong, any problem, any medical condition, Jesus paid for your healing. And if you believe it now by your faith, you can receive a whole body now, today. If you can believe and doubt not in your heart. And remember, it's not hard to believe God. The persuasion of the world is for you not to believe. Satan don't want more light to be shown on earth. Satan don't want people to know that God is. Satan don't want people to know how good God is. So, he can't stop people from receiving what God has given them. And sometimes you just have to take it. You have to take what's yours. And it may seem like you have to fight for it. And you should. But as far as God is concerned, it's easy. I asked him about healing. I saw people struggle to be healed all my life. Some people get healed and some people don't. It doesn't manifest. And sometimes, every time people stay in faith, they always get healed. But if they give in to any form of doubt or unbelief or pain, which is a suggestion of doubt, then they may not get healed. And good people have died. honorable people have died. Wonderful Christians have succumbed to their illnesses. They're still saved, and they're still going to be made whole. Now, when it comes to battles, this is a warfare. But this war is different than a natural warfare, than natural war. This is a battle of the mind and the heart. Satan's trying to get doubt in your heart. He's trying to, you know, get you to measure, not measure the word of God like you should. It's whatever you're believing for, it'll be given to you according to how you measure the word of God. But the way you measure God's word can be increased. But if you stay in faith, the Lord can also, even if you don't have the skills and you never experienced the wonderful things I'm talking about, that doesn't matter. Because the Lord can train you. He can help you succeed. He can help you win. And I ask the Lord to help me sometime. I know for a fact I may not be skilled at believing for what I want. But that doesn't matter. He has resources. Remember, God has many resources. My pastor, for instance, he has a healing anointing. I know for a fact that all healing belongs to us. And the Lord taught me when I was asking him about healing. I've talked about this before. But he said, I said, why do people struggle to be healed? I said, what is it about healing, Lord? That was my question. He said, receiving healing is as easy as picking fruit. That's what he said to me. Now, I was driving my truck, you know, just like I'm driving it now. I just thought about what he said. It's as easy as picking fruit. My next thoughts were, why is it so hard for people to receive healing? And I know God. He made everything accessible. He himself is accessible. He made himself accessible. He is an accessible king. You can go before the throne whenever you want to and talk to him. He's not like our presidents, and who, you know, one man, one mind, one place. He has to always, you know, you may have a few moments with the president to chat, to ask whatever you want to ask or concerns you have and see what he'll say. But you're not going to get much time with the king or any president unless you work for him. But God is better. He can... He's everywhere at once. He can talk to you all day, and me too, and everybody that loves him at the same time. Because he can do that. He's a spirit. And then he lives in us. He knows all about us and how to help us, how to relate to us. And he knows how to teach us. So it doesn't matter the method. I don't care how he does it. When I need something done, I just want to get it done. And my pastor has a healing anointing, and it works with the word of knowledge. Now, sometimes he'll pray for certain things, and that's how his healing gift works. They're different. Healing gifts don't always work the same. The way his works is, the Lord will alert him about things to pray for, and the anointing is on him. He has God's ability to heal at that moment. And he'll tell the church all the time, come up now. Don't wait till it's over with. Come while the anointing's on me for this healing. And people with whatever ailment it is, come up, and we get healed, and we used to it. We get healed all the time. I remember when my shoulder had pain. I remember when my right leg had pain. I had pain in my elbow before. And it only hurt when I swung a sledgehammer or picked up something heavy. But normally it didn't bother me. So the first time he talked about a pain in the elbow, it was all right. So I didn't go for prayer. But the next day I picked up the hammer, and there that pain was again. And then I said, next time he called about that pain, I'm going to go up. It's all right to get help. Now I believed him for my healing. But the next time he prayed for that elbow, I went up. And then he did it a third time, and I still went up. And that's when it left. So you have to be persistent. You get your healing. Don't even though he prayed the second time and I still felt pain, I stayed in faith about it. And then the third time, it was done. It was manifested. Now, it got manifested when I got the right to believe when Jesus took on those stripes. By his stripes, I'm healed. That's my legal. That gave me my legal healing. But it manifested because I was persistent. You have to stay in faith about some things. When the enemy keep on at you and keep on aggravating, you keep on at him too. Don't give up the fight just because it's not going away as fast as you expect. Just because it didn't manifest. You got the right. Satan don't. Look at it that way. Stay in faith about whatever you're going to do. And increase with it. Don't just let it bother you and linger on. Stay in faith and increase with it. Study the word and increase with it. Receive your faith, build your faith up, and increase with it. And when things aren't moving like you want, ask God why. That's all right to do that. We're not that old. We're under 100 years old. We're under 200 years old. There's nobody on the planet, I don't think, is over 200 years old. And that's just a fraction of time. And some things you're just not going to learn in this life. And it doesn't matter. That's why God made it easy. Remember, the things of God is easy to receive. Sometimes it takes a while to unlearn things you've learned. That's just not right. People learn to doubt. I'm going to put it this way. I watch children that grow up around people of faith. They operate in faith. All of my children, if they come to the church and they hadn't been there in a while because they go other places. Because they're grown. But if they come to church and they don't feel well, they go up and get prayer and get healed. Now, I missed one Wednesday night, but my son, he came to church and he was sick. His stomach was hurting terribly. He was in terrible pain. And Pastor said, anybody got a stomach problem? And he went up and got healed. I wasn't even there. And he got delivered from that thing. It could have been appendicitis. I don't know. But he didn't have to have any operation or nothing. And he called me and told me about it. And we rejoiced. Now, when I was growing up, I wasn't like him. Because I didn't know that the Lord healed like that. We were Methodist Christians. And Methodists were different about stuff like that. Methodist, my daddy did pray for people and people did get healed, but it was different. But they grew up seeing the gifts in operation. And I didn't grow up seeing the gifts in operation to that measure. You have faith for what you're around. So sometimes people didn't grow up going to get prayer and get healed and be happy. They would ask God, it was more like God might heal you and he might not. And people that teach that, I don't fault them because they started. They got saved and they began their journey. Now, sometimes it sounds like, you know, Pentecostal people put others down, because, and sometimes they do, and we shouldn't do that. We didn't come to God just by Pentecostals, people that know about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Our faith, we're standing on the shoulders of people that didn't know some things. They were in the fight long before we were. And they did the best they could with what they had to work with. They had to deal with the same persuasions. But see, as time go on, people see more and more of God's word. And they're able to do better. Now, every Christian has a part to play. Some things, everything in my life isn't perfect. It's not where it could be. If Jesus was me, if he was in my position with all his knowledge, he do a whole lot better job than I do. Now, that's true. That's just the way it is. Because we have so many persuasions to sift through. We believe God's word, but there are persuasions that's against us from Satan. There's persuasions against the word, the world system. And then there are Christians that believe amiss. All these things work together. Remember, this, the power that works in you. Now I ask the Lord, what is the power that works in us? According to Ephesians 4. It said that, you know, all these precious promises, they're given to us according to the power that works in you, in us. He said that's the sum of what you believe. You take everything you believe, the sum of it, S-U-M. S-U-M, like if you 2 plus 2, the sum is 4. The sum of what you believe. You take all your faith, whatever doubt, the unknown, however you measure things, you sum it all up, and that's the strength of, that's your ability to use the faith you have. And sometimes what you're after, you may not have enough faith to finish the journey. See, you can't just have the faith for what you're believing for. You have to believe continually. So you have to have enough faith to believe throughout. No matter what happens, you're going to believe the Lord for your healing or whatever. You're going to take him at his word no matter what happens. No matter what array of fight you go through. No matter what persuasions you come against. No matter who doubts you, you're going to believe anyway. And then you'll get whatever you want. If he said, Jesus said it this way, if my word abide in you and you abide in me, you can ask what you will and it will be done. Now this is why. If his word abides in you, that's where your faith is. Now you need a guide. If you abide in him, he can guide you. And he can help you navigate your life until you reach the point that you're trying to reach in life, till you receive what you're after. If his word abide in you and you abide in him, now you're relating to him, you're living in him. You're talking and he's talking, dialoguing, he can show you things. It doesn't matter what you're not experienced with. That's a small factor. But if you have the Lord guiding you and he's giving you good information, now you can make a judgment. Whereas before you wouldn't have been able to do it. But with his, but with him guiding you, you can. And the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. So when the enemy sends attacks, then you'll know it's him, and you'll keep going. You'll remain persistent. Now some people do it anyway, even though they're not relating to God, but they live according to his word. That's abiding, and his word abides in them. They have strength. And they continue with the promise until it's attained, until it's manifested. And that's what we're going to do. In fact, that's how we go to heaven. We stay in faith about our salvation and not doubt in our heart. But when you believe, you're in the kingdom. You're God's child. You don't go back to not being God's child. Unless you apostatize and go with the world, harden your heart and start being wicked. See, the wicked people will do that. None of the wicked will understand. They will do wickedly, no matter what happens. Even if they get saved, even if they ask the Lord to save them, they eventually go back to the way they were. Because they love the world and not the righteousness. You know, they love the world more than the righteousness of God. Now, I want to change all that. I want people to know who God is and what he can do in our lives. I want everyone to know their capabilities. That's my strongest desire. There's no reason why we shouldn't win in life and go forward. There's no reason for us to lose anything, any ground. We need to gain all the ground that God has given us, because he loves us and he cares for us. He loves us dearly. So as you endeavor and go forward, remember, God loves you. And this love don't change. And he has so much to say, so much to share. There's no reason that we should miss out on his best. There's no reason, for God loves us, and he's going to help us out. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily, mightily move in your life and help you succeed in life and help you go forward. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.